21.3. EDE 01100420250843, audio. I know some people are wondering, how does he manage to talk about detonations while camping on a snowbank? This time, this text isn't for those with high IQs, but for those who are truly interested. It was at school that I learned concepts related to the electrolysis of water. At the time, I loved chemistry so much that I retook the same course twice, even successfully completing it the first time. This wasn't a mistake. In my parents' basement, I continued to conduct chemistry-related experiments. Among these experiments, I became interested in the detonation of oxygen and hydrogen. I had created a setup for the electrolysis of water, connected to balloons, the kind you find on the market for children's parties. When the balloons were sufficiently inflated, using a lighter, I did what you've probably guessed. From memory, and hoping I'm not mistaken, the oxygen fireball was less explosive than the hydrogen one, and also much more yellow than the other gas. For hydrogen, again from memory, the fireball was more explosive and also accompanied by a bluish color, absent in the case of oxygen. Of course, this experiment wasn't perfect, as a small amount of residual air was present in the gas, accompanied by sulfuric acid vapors. However, I believe that even with greater precision, I would have achieved the same result. This time, I didn't conduct these experiments at school, but in my parents' basement. At the time, I was in 10th grade at Monseigneur Gautier School in Montreal. Other experiments were also conducted on detonation, and I'm keeping some details to myself so as not to be seen as a terrorist. Finally, a special thank you to Mr. Lefebvre, chemistry teacher. You now know a little more about my interest in the field of EDE. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, kidnapped in September 2007. This April 10, 2025.